USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A state funeral for the late President George H.W. Bush is hours away now at the Washington National Cathedral. Former President George W. Bush will eulogize his father. Leon Panetta, the former California congressman who worked with nine presidents over the past five decades, says this of the late President Bush.
I think, you know, George Bush's death comes at a very important time, because maybe it'll wake up some people in Washington that there's a better way to exercise leadership in this country.
Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is now to be sentenced on December 18th for his role in the Russia meddling investigation. Prosecutors say Flynn has provided substantial aid to their probe and that a sentence without prison time is appropriate and warranted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Worldwide deaths related to terrorism down for the third straight year, according to the Global Terrorism Index that finds fatalities from terrorist acts fell 44% last year to fewer than 19,000. A former TV executive accused of trying to erase sexual misconduct evidence against him. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
An independent probe has found that former CEO Les Moonves destroyed evidence and misled investigators following multiple accusations of sexual misconduct. The report finds CBS has the justification to deny and terminate him for cause. The outside law firms found Moonves engaged in multiple acts of serious, non-consensual sexual misconduct.
The former CEO of the Red Robin Burger chain, Michael Snyder, reportedly killed himself with a gun in his home in Yakima, Washington, Sunday. The 68-year-old Snyder had been CEO of Red Robin from 2000 to 2005. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Registered Democrat and former New York mayor, billionaire Michael Bloomberg, recently said that he'd have to be close to a decision by mid-January if he's going to run for the White House in 2020. He has been in the early voting state of Iowa, though, recently. Yesterday at a Q&A session, which followed the screening of his new climate change documentary called Paris to Pittsburgh.
It would be helpful if people call their federal government representatives, senators and congressmen, and say, it's not a commie plot. This is really happening.
Forecasters say there's a 90% chance of favorable weather conditions for today's launch of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Liftoff is set for 1:16 p.m. Eastern Time for the rocket that's to carry a Dragon cargo capsule filled with thousands of pounds of supplies and experiments for the International Space Station. About 8 minutes after launch, folks on the Space Coast can expect to hear triple sonic booms as SpaceX then lands the Falcon 9 booster back at the Cape. And while the Washington Redskins and the NFL need a quarterback, they do not plan to sign free agent Colin Kaepernick. The head coach, Jay Gruden, says the Skins did discuss Kaepernick as an option, but they'd have to change too much of their offense. Backup quarterback Colt McCoy suffered a broken leg on Monday night, and starter Alex Smith broke his leg last month. Kaepernick hasn't played since 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.